Welcome to our session for 6618. I like that. I like those numbers. Welcome, everybody. I really want to say welcome to the folks who've signed on and joined us since our last session. I had to write it down because we've had so many awesome people sign up. Jennifer Rambo has joined us. Randy has joined. Kim and Susan just joined today. Y'all just hopped on and are diving in. I love it. And Rowan Bailey, personal friend of mine who's been working with me for a while. If I've forgotten anybody who just joined up in the last 2 weeks, just comment in the box there and I'll welcome you as well. I just really want to let you all know how excited I am that you're inviting friends and that new people are showing up. It brings a lot of new energy. It gets everybody jazzed. We get to connect with more people. We get to expand our community. You get to receive more support and also offer more support. It's exciting. And again, everybody just enjoy those sessions and the archives anytime you'd like. And just so you know, even if you can't make the Wednesday night sessions every time, or even if you're working each Wednesday night session, the recordings are just as potent. So I'm smelling a lot of tobacco over here because my Palo Santo didn't go out and now it set my tobacco on fire. So I'm just going to keep my face real calm while I put out a little fire here in my dining room. Good times with Bloom. Yes. Let me make sure this goes out. Okay. That's when we need to breathe into our belly. Oh, I'm just setting little fires in my dining room. No problem. So I had a little chat with some people who signed on early. The folks who signed on early, I like to touch base and say hey and check in. And I was talking to Carrie Lynn, who mentioned possibly doing some journeying around connecting with plant medicines energetically. This is something that's very near and dear to my heart. I think a lot of you have a copy of my Plant Spirit Totem book that came out recently. I don't know what month it is. It came out end of last year, so been out about 6 or 7 months. And I really had not thought to do a lot of connecting with the plants in these journeys. We'd been working with other things, but now it feels like a really good time to link in with plant spirit totems. So let me just talk a little bit about how this can work. It's very similar to working with animal totems, beings of light, teachers, anything you'd like to work with, except that we'll be connecting with the spirits of plants. And one of the things I really love about this is that one time I was teaching an herbalism class, and if I've told you this story before, you know, you get to listen to it again. I'm like an old grandma who tells the same stories over and over and can't remember if I've told you them or not. But I was teaching at an herbalism school, and we went out into the woods to do the plant spirit medicine class and working with the energy of plants, working with them energetically. And the teacher, the director of the school, got sick while we were out in the woods. And I said, okay, herbalist, who's got your apothecary? And of course, nobody did, because you don't carry that around with you. So they got to learn real hands-on how to call in the energy of the plant medicines that would help him feel better. And within about 15 minutes, he was back up walking and felt great. So that's just one example of how this can work. The way it came to me, the way I was taught, was I had just spent a weekend in ayahuasca ceremony, and I was driving home from the retreat, and my tummy was really hurting, and there was nowhere to stop and get ginger tea or mint tea or anything, enzymes or anything that would have helped, because I had nothing except gas stations to stop in. So as I was driving, I invoked the energetic support and healing of the different plants that would help my stomach feel better, and my tummy ache went away as I was driving. So it's not like I stopped and smudged and did all this stuff. I simply invoked them while I was driving with my eyes open and asked them to come work on my belly. And I also called in my healing team. So plants can show up just like any other spirits and are very available to you and very supportive. And you're working with them all the time, even if you're not thinking about it. You're putting them in your food. You're drinking them, you know, as tea, or they're the basis of your meal. And there's just so many ways that we're working with these plant medicines, but we're not necessarily being thoughtful and conscious of it. So it's really wonderful the next time you put some oregano in your spaghetti sauce, maybe take a minute and say thank you to that oregano and connect in with the energy of it. It makes all the difference. I know a lot of you work with essential oils, so you're definitely connecting in with the energetics and the medicine of those plants that you're working with and the essential oils. Then, of course, essences, which I love to work with. It's a great way to work with plant medicines energetically, especially if it's a plant that you can't ingest. I work with some people who are addicted to tobacco and they're trying to quit smoking. They want to create a new relationship with tobacco as a teacher, but it wouldn't be appropriate for them to work with a pipe or necessarily work with me in tobacco ceremony with Singha. So they work with tobacco essence, because I have many different tobacco essences. That's one example. Some people will never sit with ayahuasca, so I created an ayahuasca essence. There's all sorts of ways to connect in with these plants, and you never have to ingest them. And the way that I predominantly work with ayahuasca now is energetically. I've sat with her physically a number of times, and now we connect in the realms, and she's one of my primary teachers, and I don't have to drink her to talk to her or hear her or get the lessons from her. So it can be like Carrie Lynn was talking about working with, not calendula, but goldenrod. Calendula is on my heart right now. So, and it's also beautiful, bright yellow, similar to goldenrod. So it can be anything. It doesn't have to be some, you know, ayahuasca, peyote, mushrooms, whatever. It can be roses. It can be cleome. It can be calendula, like any plant medicine, flower, tree, bush, herb that you want to connect with can be a teacher for you. And you can definitely connect in energetically. So as you sit with your intentions for tonight, those of you who've been working with me on this mentorship for a while, you know that every single one of you can show up with a different intention, and I'll sing the medicine in, sing in the plant medicines, and you'll receive what you need for your journey, even if every single one of you has a different intention. You've experienced that with me before. So we'll take a minute at the beginning and open up sacred space. I want you to be breathing into your belly and thinking about what your intentions for this evening are. And then I will be singing in the plant medicines. I'll take you into your sacred space. We'll connect with a couple plant medicines. And then work with the plant medicines that you would like to work with to receive what you're seeking this evening. I just got really hot because it's really hot in our living room. So I'm going to pull my hair up real quick here so I can sing. So just take a minute and breathe into your belly and go ahead and get comfortable. If you are thinking that you're tired, you might fall asleep. You do not want to lie down. If you need to lie down to journey and you're feeling a little tired, then pull your knees up so that you don't fall asleep. For those of you who have never worked with me before, if you're not sure how to shamanic journey, find my YouTube channel. There's lots of videos there that will support you in shamanic journeying and teach you the basics. And you can also check out my book, Shaman's Toolbox. So there's lots of things to get you started. And if you're not sure about tonight, just go with it. You'll have a great time. And as you continue with the mentorship and check out my YouTube channel, you'll figure out how to journey with us real quick. It's easy. Just work with your sacred imagination. Then when we're done with the journey, I'll check in and see if anybody has any questions or if you'd like to work one-on-one, see what the plants would like to do with us. Okay. Yay. Okay. So let's close our eyes and just remember to breathe deep into your belly a few times, really grounding your energy in through your nose, out through your mouth. Do that at least 3 or 4 times. Good. And just take a moment to check in with where you are in your body. No praise or blame. Just take a moment to really see, where am I in my body? You might be way up in your head or in your shoulders and your chest and your solar plexus and in your core. Just take a moment to really link in with where you are and breathe into that. And wherever you are in your body, I encourage you to really bring that core energy down into your core, into your koshko, your belly, your dantian, between your second chakra and your belly button. And just allow yourself to sink in, to drop into that place in your core. Really grounding in your own body. And as you breathe into your belly, just take a moment to scan your body, allowing yourself to relax and ground and just see how the different parts of your body are feeling. And send energetic roots from your feet, from the base of your spine, into Pachamama, into the earth. Like a great tree, just allow yourself to root down into Pachamama. Feel yourself held, supported. And just breathe out any stuck energy, any hucha that you're ready to just flow down into the earth. Allow that to clear. Pachamama loves to eat huchas. Hucha is just stuck energy. So just breathe that stuck energy down into Pachamama and feed her. And then allow yourself to receive the energy of the earth flowing back up into you through the soles of your feet or the base of your spine. Allow that earth energy to fill you with nourishment, nurturance. Good. And as you're filled with that earth medicine, bring your energy up towards Intitait, the Father Son, and feel yourself linking in from your crown up to the sun, linking in with that activated energy and that nourishment from the sun. Just like the leaves of yourself as a tree being fed by the sun, and then bring that energy of the sun back down through the crown of your head into your body. And feel that earth energy and that sun energy connect at your solar plexus and swirl together so that you are grounded as well as activated. And breathe into your belly. And in your sacred imagination, find your portal door. It can be anything as long as you can close it when we come back. Stepping through your door into your sacred space. That's a space that you create in your imagination, not a place that you know on this planet. Keep it grounded, like a forest or an open space or a mountain or a field, or a private garden, whatever resonates for you. And take a moment and connect with your sacred space. Even those of you who've been doing this with me for a year, take a moment and really connect with your sacred space. Really get that visual of the trees, the flowers, the plants, the stones, the water. Is it daytime or nighttime? Has your sacred space shifted at all? Is there anything new there? And as you're in your sacred space, imagine yourself at the sacred fire with all of us joining together around that sacred fire with you, so that we are all linked together. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Xenophon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain, Saint Germain. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in medicine world at the sacred fire. And anything that comes into our sacred space must be pure love and pure medicine. If there's anything that you feel is burdening you, that you are really ready to clear, cleanse, transmute, and transform, simply give it to that sacred fire. Allow the beautiful sacred fire to transmute that energy into pure love and pure medicine, into prayers for Great Spirit. And look at your hand, at your one of your palms in your journey, and you'll see that you have a small pile of tobacco in your palm. And take a moment to share your prayers into that tobacco that you would like to gift to the sacred fire we are all circled around. And then connecting with your sacred space, you can let everyone go back to their sacred space from this beautiful fire. And in your sacred space, invite your guides into this place, animal totems, beings of light, teachers in the seen and unseen realms. And just take a moment to feel your guides circling up around you and connecting with you. Perhaps some new guides will come in. And I want you to invite in the spirit of tobacco. See tobacco spirit coming towards you, just like you would see a person or an animal coming towards you. And welcome and receive the spirit of tobacco, beautiful teacher. And take a moment and ask tobacco to be a teacher for you so that you may learn from its good medicine. And ask tobacco to offer you a gift at this time that will support you on your journey. If you're not sure what to do with it, just bring it into your heart. Whatever you get is perfect. It doesn't even have to make sense. Breathe into your belly as you integrate that gift from tobacco. And invite in the spirit of rose. Beautiful rose spirit, rose medicine. Allowing the spirit of rose to come towards you and connect with you. And ask Rose to be a teacher for you at this time. And you may ask Rose for a gift as well. Breathe into your belly as you integrate your gift from Rose. Receive that good medicine support. And as I rattle and sing in plant medicines, any plants you'd like to connect with, trees, herbs, flowers, simply ask their spirits to come in. Let them know your questions. Give them your burdens. Ask them to take you on a journey, to guide you with whatever intentions you would like support with tonight. Medicina, medicina. Plantas, plantas, medicina. Medicina, medicina. Plantas, plantas, medicina. Del sol, medicina. Inti Taita, medicina. Help us grow, sun, sun. Del sol, medicina. Ayahuasca, medicina. Ayahuasca, medicina. Chacruna, medicina. Chacruna, medicina. Tobacco, medicina. Tobacco, medicina. Tobacco, medicina. Tobacco, medicina. Mapocho, medicina. Mapocho, medicina. Mapocho, medicina. Mapocho, medicina. Singaro, medicina. Singaro, medicina. Singaro, medicina. Singaro, medicina. Cacao, medicina. Cacao, medicina. Cacao, medicina. Cacao, medicina. Wachuma, medicina. Wachuma, medicina. Wachuma, medicina. San Pedro, medicina. Los árboles, medicina. Los árboles, medicina. Los árboles, medicina. Los árboles, medicina. Goldenrod, medicina. Goldenrod, medicina. Goldenrod, medicina. Goldenrod, medicina. Calendula, medicina. Calendula, medicina. Cleo me, medicina. Cleo me, medicina. Nettles, nettles, medicina. Nettles, nettles, medicina. Grass, grass, medicina. Sweet grass, medicina. Clover, clover, medicina. Clover, clover, medicina. Violet, medicina. Violet, medicina. Sunflower, medicina. Sunflower, medicina. Buttercup, medicina.
Plantas, plantas, Marini, Marini.
Breathe into your belly. Wherever you are in your journey, make your way back to your opening sacred space near your portal door if you're not already there. Surrounding yourself in the beautiful plant medicines and guides that have been working with you this evening. And I want you to imagine yourself lying down on the earth in your sacred space. Lying down on your back with your face to the sky, feeling the earth beneath you. And I want you to feel a beautiful vine twirling around you in a beautiful, nurturing way, like a little blanket around your feet and your ankles and your calves, winding and winding its way up your knees and your thighs as the vine covers your hips, all of your body, your belly, your sides, your chest. Beautiful, beautiful, supportive, nourishing vine covering your neck and your arms and your hands. And as much as you're comfortable, let that beautiful vine cover your face and your head. You can still breathe. You're simply becoming one with Pachamama, like a beautiful plant. And just breathe into that stillness of becoming the earth, becoming the vine, becoming the plant medicine rooted into the earth. Allow your body to be completely healed in this beautiful plant womb. Allow your mind to be completely healed within this sacred plant space. Allow your energy body and your soul to be completely healed in this beautiful vine cocoon. Allow your fears to be cleared, cleansed, transmuted, and transformed into pure plant medicine with grace and ease. Just feel yourself as one with the earth. Completely covered in vines. You feel the sunshine. You feel the breeze. You feel the rain. You feel the snow. You feel the ice begin to thaw. You warm up once again under the sunshine. You feel the sun on your leaves because you are those leaves. You are that earth. Feel the other plants and trees growing around you. How you're all connected. And breathe as one with the earth because you are the earth and you are the vines. Breathe into that. Breathe into your belly. And feel yourself slowly becoming human again. As the vine entwines, becoming one with the earth, and you feel yourself lying on the earth in your sacred space, surrounded by your guides. Taking your time to slowly stand up in your sacred space, feeling the earth beneath your hand. As you help yourself stand, feeling the earth beneath your bare feet. Remembering that oneness. You are the earth. Feeling the support of your ancestors and all ancestors who are now one with the earth. Feel that flowing up through your feet into your body, filling you with support and nourishment and strength. And straighten your spine to stand tall, like beautiful tobacco, tall and strong, like a great tree, tall, reaching for the sun, rooted into the earth. Breathe into your belly as you feel that strength and that nourishment. Telling your guides thank you. When you're ready, you can step back through your portal door, bringing any of your guides with you, any that would like to accompany you back to the space where you are sitting right now. When you feel those guides with you where you are right now, you can close that portal door behind you and breathe into your belly. Reconnecting with your body, wiggling your fingers and toes, starting to really feel yourself grounding back into your physical form, taking your time to stretch and move a little bit as you prepare to open your eyes and sit back up. Remember to drink some water. You just moved a lot of energy. I'm moving into the next room because my neighbors like to make a lot of noise sometimes. Fortunately, they waited until the journey was done. So that was fun. That was fun to become one with the earth and cocoon up into those vines. I was doing that with y'all. That was pretty fun. I was really enjoying feeling the sunshine and the sunshine. I just said sunshine. I'm still a little altered. Sunshine, rain, and the wind, ice and the snow, you know, as the earth, as those vines. That was really... It was really beautiful, beautiful feeling. Jen said, wow. Yay. Thanks, Jen. How's everybody else feeling? You can comment if you want. I'll have to grab my glasses, but you can comment if you want. So, yeah. If anybody has any questions as well, you can raise your hand and Michelle will unmute you. Or you can type it into the group chat there. There's lots of ways to connect with plant medicines. I really love to grow plants. So even if you live in a city and you can't have a big garden, you can easily have a container garden. If you don't have a lot of sunlight, then find plants that don't need much sunlight. I have peace lilies. I think I could put these peace lilies in a closet and they would still grow. They're just like, whatever, we're just happy to be alive. You can always find a plant that will grow, even if you just have one. If you're really not such a green thumb, get a cactus or a succulent that doesn't, you don't need to remember to water it, but every month, once a month, you know, that's a great way to start too. I love succulents. Jade is a wonderful succulent for prosperity, longevity, and lineage. It's beautiful medicine. You know, grow flowers if you can grow flowers. And, you know, when you're at the grocery store or wherever, pick up a bouquet of flowers for yourself. I don't care if they cost $2.99. It's not that you have to spend a bunch of money. Just it's self-care. I have flowers all over my house all the time. And I feel the difference. People feel it when they come in. It's a beautiful way to self-care and to remember to connect with the energy of plants. These are such simple things that people don't necessarily think to do. So grow a plant, bring plants into your home, bring flowers into your home, journey with plants in the realms whenever you'd like, essences, essential oils, tinctures, herbs, teas. Remember herbs as you're putting them into your food. Pepper is a plant, and you're putting that plant in your food. You're putting the corns of the pepper plant in your food. Salt is not a plant, but also very good medicine. You know, I'm trying to think of things you would eat or connect with every day that we tend to overlook. So a bouquet is Rose's suggestion to me, more bouquets. Oh yeah, I love to buy myself bouquets of roses. I kid you not, I've gone to the grocery store and left with like 5 bags of birdseed and like 5 bouquets of flowers. And that's all I buy because that's all I needed. The birds are happy. I'm happy. Everybody's happy. So yeah, roses are beautiful. And you can also work with rose water. There's all sorts of flower waters that you could probably find as well. I mean, there's hydrosols. I mean, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. There's so many wonderful ways to work with plant medicine. So I was visited by Aspen Collective Consciousness Medicine. You'll want to ask Aspen what it means, and then you can look it up. But I would start by asking yourself, ask the Aspen what it wants to bring to you. There's a lot of trees. Aspen might be one of them. I know the redwoods that are really connected underground. So they're very community consciousness and they're very community oriented. And Aspen is one of those very community oriented trees. So you're definitely on the right track there, Elaine. And I don't want to give too much of my insight. I want you to connect with the medicine and see what you get. And then, you know, check into my book or Google and see what you get as far as what else comes up for you. So does anybody else have anything they want to share about your journey or any questions? You know that if you ask me what it means, I'm going to tell you to journey and ask the plants themselves. Because like Devin was saying, like, you know, the plants will tell you what you need. You can even put herbs and flower petals in your bath. I mean, I just keep thinking of all these different ways to connect with the medicines. And it's just such good medicine. So why don't you unmute Devin? Yeah, what else did you get from Rose?
I actually journeyed more with tobacco tonight than I did with Rose.
Great. What'd you get from tobacco?
So I'm not familiar with tobacco medicine, but this journey was actually very provocative and it was really, really powerful. Mm. So in the beginning, when we were standing together by the fire and we were asking the tobacco in our hand, kind of our intentions for tonight, he definitely took that and ran with it. And there were moments of a lot of releasing of some old stuff that I had. And him basically showing me that I am a creator and a goddess. It was pretty amazing. So yeah, there's a lot to reflect on there for me personally.
Wow. That's wonderful. And however you connect with tobacco is perfect. A lot of people think of tobacco as a male, as a grandfather, because that's what traditionally has been passed down to us. I worked with tobacco as a grandfather for a long time, and then tobacco started shape-shifting and showing me grandmother, and then showing me that it's really both and neither. So my advanced students in the advanced training right now are really just starting to work with tobacco physically and connecting in. And they all have different experiences of grandfather or grandmother, goddess, God, that energy. So I think that's beautiful that you connected in with that masculine teacher. And I'm just mentioning this because I want everybody to know that you can connect in with different plants as masculine or feminine or neither or androgynous, and they might shift over time. Tobacco may show up to you in a feminine form if you're needing that kind of medicine at that time. So just reminding everybody to stay open to that. And Devin, for anybody else, but especially for you, since you were so connected with tobacco tonight, I would really encourage you to purchase some organic tobacco, just a pouch of it. American Spirit makes organic tobacco, just little pouches. You can find them at the grocery store usually. And start giving gifts to the earth. I would really encourage everybody to do that. If you have your own tobacco or you grow tobacco, I'm not sure if any of you do, but I grow tobacco and I dry it and then I gift that to the earth as well. But it sounds, Devin, it sounds a lot like you could really receive some benefit from that right now. That's beautiful reciprocity. Tobacco loves to be gifted to the earth. You can gift tobacco anywhere, especially in places that you want to honor, places that you feel need honoring and have not been honored. You can give tobacco on animals that have passed, you know, that you find that have died, or I mean, really anywhere. Give tobacco to the water, grave sites. I mean, really anywhere. You can even put a little cup of tobacco, you know, a little saucer, and put it, if you have an altar, I would encourage each of you to create a sacred space, an altar, a mesa of some sort that's resonant for you, and put a little tobacco in a, you know, on something and put it on your altar to put that medicine there. Those are just different ways to start working tangibly with it. And you'll be at the retreat this weekend, and we will be working with tobacco medicine, and we'll be raising Singha, so you'll get to know the medicine that way as well. And Singha is a tobacco tea. So there's lots of ways to work with it. And I love that you connected with that. Tobacco is one of my primary teachers. And a lot of people don't understand tobacco. They think of cigarettes as tobacco. Cigarettes is not the same thing as pure tobacco. And tobacco is medicine. And one of the things tobacco taught me is that it can actually help people heal from addictions. So ironically, a lot of people get addicted to it. Mm-hmm. It's very cleansing, very, very clarifying. It does help cleanse things that you're wanting to let go of and transmute and transform those and, you know, clear those out of the body. It's also very grounding. So a lot of people get addicted to smoking tobacco because they're needing to stay in their body. And I used to smoke tobacco back in the day. I used to smoke cigarettes, started when I was like 14 because it was cool. But the interesting thing is tobacco was actually helping me stay in my body. And I didn't know that until I started working with it as medicine decades later. But I smoked for years, you know, and it helped calm me and help me stay in my body because I wasn't grounded. So a lot of people use it in that way. You didn't ask all of this, but I'm just sharing with you so I can share with everybody. And definitely keep calling tobacco in. I consider tobacco very protective too. Not that we need protection, we're not creating defense, but I personally feel very protected by the spirit of tobacco. And when I finish making tobacco tea, when I finish making the Singha, I like to take the leftover tobacco that's in the pot and put it somewhere on the land that's like where a guardian would be, you know, nice. A pillar. So giving it to the earth in reciprocity, but also letting it create, I have little piles of tobacco, wet tobacco all around the land, so that there's this little grid set up with the tobacco. So it feels very cleansing to me. And I grow tobacco. For anybody who's interested, there's about 65 different kinds of tobacco. Oh. In Peru, they actually get like huge, like big trees, because in the Andes, it doesn't get, in Cusco, it doesn't get too cold or too hot. And so because it doesn't usually freeze, the tobacco literally grows into trees. I love it. They think it's a weed. I was walking around making prayers to all these tobacco trees while all the Cuscanians thought I was nuts, but I don't care. And there, I grow jasmine tobacco, huichol tobacco, which is Central Mexico, sacred tobacco, Hopi tobacco, which is Native American, you know, from Turtle Island here. I also grow Nicotiana tobacco, which is the smoking tobacco, which can get to be over 6 feet high. So that's one of the beautiful things of the smoking tobacco, too, is that it stands really tall and strong, and it's got really, you can't really see, but really big leaves, like a tropical plant. The leaves get huge. I'm sure a lot of you have seen tobacco farms if you live in North Carolina or Virginia or West Virginia. But if you haven't, you can Google it. And it makes these tiny little precious flowers with sticky seeds. And all the pollinators love the flowers. And tobacco makes so many seeds. It'll make little pods like that big, and it'll have hundreds of seeds in it. They're just totally so prolific. It's such good medicine. So thank you for sharing that you journeyed with it. I'm grateful to be able to share a little bit about tobacco medicine with you all. It's mi familia. It's mi familia. It's my ancestors. It's my family. It's my love. Tobacco is my heart. And I didn't always have that relationship with it, but I do now. So thanks for sharing, Devin. I'm looking forward to meeting you seeing you this weekend.
Beautiful. Thank you. I am too. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. And if anybody who's coming to the retreat wants to bring tobacco to gift the land, please do. Please do. So we got, it's 8:08. I love that. Anybody else want to share anything? Oh, Jen, you were talking about, will you unmute Jen? Amabile. I don't know how to say your last name, Jen. Amabile?
Hi. Yeah, you said it both right. Okay.
So, yeah, you were saying, I felt what true self-love and abundance is. I felt the energy flow through me. Are you open to sharing a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Rose was definitely teaching me about what, like, deep, what deep self-love meant. Like, mm-hmm. It was like something I've never felt before. And the message I was getting was, it's like your deepest desires, you honoring your deepest desires and going after them are really like the truest form of self-love. But I felt it like such a deep feeling of it. Like I can't find the words. Like it was just so deep. And when I was wrapped up with the vine, I felt like so connected to the earth, and that the energy of the earth is so abundant, like it's never ending. And like, that's what abundance is. Like, it's just all here. Like, I'm grasping for words, because I don't think there are words for what I was experiencing. Mm.
I love it. That's totally plant spirit medicine. When I share other plant medicine ceremonies here, people have those kinds of visceral experiences and they can't really put words to it. So I get it. And I love that you connected in that way. And it's so true, because the earth provides everything we need. Everything really is provided. And so when we become one with the earth and you tap in, especially that rose medicine, I think another piece that'll be helpful for you and maybe some other people, rose medicine is also about healthy boundaries. Roses are so perfume and such a beautiful smell that people will just grab it and stuff it in their face to smell it. And without any thinking of being gentle with that flower, it's a gentle flower as well. And so she's got these thorns to say, hey, you need to take a minute before you just grab me and stuff me in your face. Right. And I remember, oh gosh, years ago, I was like, Rose is snooty. I thought Rose was like a snobby flower, but it was like the cheerleader of flowers, you know, because she's so pretty and so popular. You know, that's kind of how I thought about roses. And I started working with rose medicine very intentionally. And she said, I am beautiful. And I also teach you about boundaries, because people don't always have boundaries with me, but I do not apologize for my thorns. I don't apologize for my boundaries. I understand what I need and my boundaries. And it was just completely shifted how I thought about rose and realized she's deep. She's very deep. So it's a really beautiful medicine for allowing yourself to be that beautiful aroma that you are, the beautiful aroma of your energy, the beauty, your beauty, your inner essence. You know what I mean? Letting all of your goddess or God self just really be big and fragrant for the world without apology, while also having really healthy boundaries and being thorny without apology. Snap, snap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, like, you're fierce and beautiful all at the same time. And rose brings that. Mm. So I feel like that'll be really good medicine for you too. And I love that it was so visceral for you that you tapped in that way. That's really beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I've been dealing a lot with, like, lack of abundance and just my, in my head. And it just like, whoa, like shifted it. Like, no, this is what it, this is what it truly feels like. This is it. Like, this is what it is all the time.
I love it. 'Cause you've been working so much with prosperity and abundance, and something just sinked in, something dropped in. Yeah. You really dropped in with that. I love it.
Totally.
That's so great. Please keep us posted on the page how this manifests for you, because plant medicines can definitely help you manifest healing, prosperity, abundance, community, all the things you all are talking about. Like, check into what the different plants that you tapped in with, trees, herbs, flowers, check in with what they're about and see how they can help you manifest that. Like Elaine was talking about the redwoods and the aspen. And if you want to create community and bring that into your life, work with them. And, somebody wrote, Melina was saying rose reminded her of the deep heart strength. Like, that is definitely something you can do, heart healing with rose, but also boundary healing with rose. I mean, they're not all going to be the obvious thing that we think, you know, it's going to be more than that. And calendula, I love calendula. It's very uplifting, but I also find that it's a forgiveness medicine. And I work with it as a medicine of forgiveness, and it creates this beautiful soothing balm. This, you can create a salve with it. It's just got the best smell, and it's just soothing, like forgiveness. And you know, if you look up what a plant or a tree or something is about, and that resonates, but there's other things that resonate for you, go with that. Because if you look up calendula, it doesn't necessarily talk about forgiveness, but that's what calendula brought to me. So that's how I work with it. So don't feel like you only have to work with plant medicine energetics based on what everybody else thinks. If you look at my plant spirit totem book, a lot of that will probably resonate for you, and there will be more. That books like that and things online are only meant to be the getting you started with what the collective feels, but you're going to have your own experience. For somebody, tobacco might be grounding, and for somebody else, it's cleansing and clarifying. You know, you might really tap in with squash or zucchini or these nightshades, or, you know, I mean, dandelions or anything, and really tap in and see what they're bringing to you personally, not just the collective idea, because people have ideas about them, but the plant will speak to you individually and bring you what you need. So don't get too caught up in what the collective thinks. If you get something different, go with it. That plant medicine is speaking to you and bringing you what you need. Same thing really with animal totems or anything else. There will be a collective understanding that you'll resonate with, but you have your own individual relationship. For example, you all know me in a kind of a group way, but those of you who've met me are having different individual relationships with me, and you'll have different ideas of me. So if somebody says, hey, tell me about Bloom, one person might say she's funny. One person might say she's goofy. One person might say she's smart. You see what I'm saying? We have different aspects that you're going to resonate with individually as well as the collective. So it's just like creating a relationship with people. And even in herbalism, we're taught, and I teach, like, create a relationship with a few, like one or two at a time. Don't try to get to know every animal totem and every plant totem all at once right now, all the time. It's overwhelming. That's like trying to get to know 150 people all at once. It's hard to do that. You want to create a personal relationship. So pick one or two or three and start connecting with them, start paying attention, start listening, start growing them, start talking to them, start working with their essential oil or their essence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The last thing I want to mention, because I know we're out of time here. The last thing I want to mention, and it's funny because I was thinking of this, is Paula still on? You're still on here. When we became the, I know it's totally random, Paula, but I was thinking of you in the ocean, okay? So when you became the vines and the earth and you were just, you went into that cocoon space and you just became, hopefully you just kind of liquefied or whatever, became one with the earth and those vines. You can do that. You can become one with a tree. You can become one with a flower. You can become one with the ocean. And I was thinking about, for some reason, Paula popped in and I saw you like becoming one and just floating in the ocean, being part of that ocean, being that water. So I just want to remind everybody that you can do this. You can become one with an archangel. You can become, you know, the quickest way to learn about something is to integrate into it in the realms and see what it feel, how you feel. And Jen, I feel like that's big, what was happening with you tonight in a way. You were actually becoming one with rose medicine and went, oh, this is what it's about. So we'll be doing more of that at the retreat, but I want to let all of you know that you can do that in your journeys. If it feels comfortable for you, become calendula, become rose, become lion. Don't just talk to it out here, you know, integrate with it and be that tree or that flower or that totem. It's really cool. It's a very cool feeling to integrate with that. So thank you all so much for being here. Again, I want to welcome everybody who's new, and Michelle, you can unmute everybody. Thank you for hosting.